Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
Bezmez Hashem, we're starting Perek Chamishi of Shaar Bitachon, and he says, the hefresh in life, you're going to notice the difference between Avoteach Elokim, Zulas, Abin Yisaske, Besiba Sateref, Oymer. How are you going to see the differences between a person that's a Baal Bitachon and not? As we learned how to be a Baal Bitachon, how to build our bitachon, the yisaidus, that Hashem loves us and is good for us and does everything. We learn to bring it practically, what we're supposed to think in practical life. That was the prakim before. And now, he's telling you, how do you see b'poil if you're reaching the madrega of Baal Bitachon, and it's a lifetime avoda. It's not something that you press a button and it changes. It's something we work on all the time, and it's something we improve on all the time. Every time we learn Shaar Bitachon, it enhances us, it helps us to grow. As he's going to give us things that you could see the difference, see on yourself, which where you need improvement, where you could grow, and to focus in on it. Echad mehem, ki avoteach v'elokim roitza bedinai b'chol inyonai, umoid aloi ala toiva v'ala ra. Somebody who's avoteach v'elokim, he's roitza bedinai, whatever happens, he's always happy with. There are people that are bitter people. They always find problems with everything. And there are people that are happy people. They manage always to settle in, always to adjust, always to be comfortable with their matzav. Somebody who's a Baal Bitachon, he's roitze b'dinai b'kol inyanav. He's able to be makabel his matzav. U'moid aloi, not only that, he's moid al Hashem ala toiva v'al hara. Kimoy Shama Hashem Nosam Vashem Lokach Yishem Hashem Mivorach. One time there was a person in the neighborhood here that lost a baby, and they said this, and it was so powerful to hear them saying, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach. Hashem gave them a baby, Hashem took away the baby. Yishem Hashem Mivorach. How powerful it was to see, to watch a human being come to this pasuk and to be able to say it. They said it with real feeling. It's a story of one of the Dalim, that it was Lavaya of his daughter, and it took him a long time to come out. He finally came out. As they asked him, what took you so long to come out? He said, because it says, Kishem Shechayev Adam Levarach Ala Ra, Ala Toiva Chayev Levarach Ala Ra. I couldn't. I wasn't holding there. It took me time. I had to think how good Hashem is. Komand Avid Rachman Ala Tavavid. Until I was able to come out. Now I can make the bracha with an emesaleim. As Kainim Kol, we see, you know, we think Sadiqim, everything goes smooth. Everything is good for them. No, it's an avoida. Just because we have to work doesn't mean we can't reach it. It's an avoida. But with thought and with effort, you can reach it. When it goes good, he is misal. He'll rush al tayvus nafsho b'teyach baruch nitz Hashem. Aba miskatzif ala ro. Kimayshinemak yahiki ro miskatzif v'kil b'malko b'lakov v'pana l'malo. As Nebuchadnezzar, I've heard people that have gotten upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's sad, because how could you get upset? Hashem gave you everything. Once a Baruch Hu, Nebuchadnezzar, he had a stutter, and he suffered a lot in life. One time he was speaking out his heart, and he was saying how many issues and how hard it is. He was telling him, you know, we all have our issues, and you do have a tremendous hardship. We're not lamaying in it. But like sometimes people who have hardships, they feel no one else in the world has hardships. Why only me? I said, you know, we all have our hardships. And, you know, we could open up and tell people, you know, it's not always so bright for us. It's not always so easy for us. As I was talking to the Bacher, as the Bacher said, you mean other people have hardship too? He said, so do you ever get upset at Hashem? Like I do? So I looked at him and I said, if I'm going to get upset at Hashem, I'm going to lose the only person who could help me with my hardships. Hashem's the only one that can help me. How could I afford to get upset at Hashem? As he smiled and something snapped inside him, Baruch Hashem, he was able to look at life differently. But it's so true. Hashem gives us everything we have, and we need Hashem for all the future. We're going to get upset at Hashem. Hashem is our friend. Like, you know, he hurt me, I'm upset at him. It's a needs chizuk, but if you think about it, we could really raise above it. Even if things don't go the way we want it to go, but we know Hashem is good, Hashem loves us, and there's a cheshbon, and it's not easy at all times. But if you think on it and focus on it, you'll see Hashem will help you to really feel it. He's always calm, relaxed. He's not nervous all the time. He's not tensed. He's a very calm person because he's Boteach Belekim. Even when he's b'tayva, b'tzar, todeh, v'dayga, rucha, v'evil, otziv, l'hoysiv, l'harbas, u'l'nitzdek. Even when he's b'tayva, when he has what he needs, I'll be still always worried. Maybe I won't have tomorrow. Maybe I won't have for my children. I always need more and more and more. He's always fadaygit. He always has worries. U'bera. And when things go bad for him, he doesn't have what he needs. Oh, he's chutzpah. He can't handle it. He can't handle the matzav. It's too hard for him. Ani over here, the way the Chodesh Alvavis is learning, is not talking about a person who doesn't have money. He's an ani bedas. As there's certain people, life is always bad, always terrible. He's always fadaiged. A betoiv leiv. He's learning somebody who has bitachin and Hashem mishne tamid. He's always calm. Some people, they say, why aren't you worried? Why aren't you nervous? They say to someone who has bitachin and Hashem, how could you not be worried? How could you not be nervous? He has bitachin. He really believes in Hashem. Some people, they go in to an operation, and it could be something serious. Some people are going in b'mnuchas ha-nefesh. You have other people that are going in a panic, in a bahala. What's going to be? I'm so worried. They're worried about this disease, that disease. They're worried about this. And certain people, they're so calm. That's the ma'ila of Baal B'tochen. It gives you a calmness in life, which is so important. As thus is the bracha of bitachin, the calmness in life, the calmness from worries.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.